You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here for Candy's Wedding. I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-host Anastasia Hunter.
What up, girl? What's up?
Unfortunately, Cortez cannot be with us here tonight.
Boo.
You know, that time of the month.
Boo.
But he'll be back with us next week for the season finale.
So.
What you want to start with first?
We can start at the beginning.
Derek J. Hair salon with Candy and Mama Joyce. Candy wants to look like my wife to be.
Oh my God. I'm like, I know she has this Coming to America thing, but I'm like, come on now. It is 2014. We need you to modernize it up and not go with this big ponytail and all this wild hair. Like, just get you a long weave, okay. Curl it up, and call it a day.
And be cute with your ostrich feathers.
Exactly.
Keep it real cute.
I just find it funny how Mama Joyce doesn't want to take the blame for anything.
It's interesting the verbiage she uses when talking about the situation.
I don't know what got into her.
When Sharon called me a B word the other day. Well, why did she call you that?
Yeah, after you told her to shut the F up. I mean, did you forget? That lady is a piece of work, I tell you.
Girl, I don't know. She must be looking at the world through rose-colored glasses.
She looking through it with something.
Because I want to know. And then on top of it, the last crazy thing she said is that she thinks Todd wants to marry Candy for money. And then once he gets the money, he's going to leave Candy for a white girl.
Woman. But you know, some black women, I will say, that is their that's fear? How they feel. That's their fear. Like a man will get some money, become successful, and then
go find
him a white girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not gonna say I agree,
but that is
how some black women, typically older black women like Mama Joyce is around that age, feel.
I mean, because when she said that, Derek and Kenny were looking like, "What the hell?" I was listening to her like, "Mama, I've been kind of riding with you for a little bit, but
she would come up with anything to say that he will leave." I mean.
He gonna invest in a NASA space project, and he gonna take off and run with that white woman to the moon.
Exactly.
Like, bitch, what?
Right. I don't think. I mean, I do believe that he's possibly an opportunist, but I don't think he's looking to run off.
Like, that's a deep plan.
That's a deep plan. I think he does love her or whatever, but I know he has it in the back of his mind. Like, if this shit doesn't work out, like,
get me a white girl.
No, I'm coming out on top.
Oh.
For all that money.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about that prenup because it's sounding a little fishy. All right, so Candy and Todd talk about the bachelor party rules. I mean, how do you feel about bachelor parties? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like it's like the last night before the wedding where, you know what you guys do, like it's your kind of last free night?
Well, first of all, I'm not for doing bachelor parties the night before the wedding because I'm like, you never know what could happen. I mean, you might turn up so hard and end up in jail. I can't be worried about you the day of my wedding. You do that mess a week or 2 weeks before, so we can bail you out if we need to. But his bachelor party was a typical bachelor party to me.
That's like Candy's bachelor party, you know, was funny. It was more like about the friends hanging out and like making it like, let's all laugh together and dance and have fun. Where Todd's, it was like his boys were just like, let's just put pussy on his face.
Yeah. I think that's really how it is. I mean, usually girls, they don't, a lot of times I see girls don't even necessarily have strippers. They might go do a spa day right. or go wine tasting. It's more about or something the really girls. Mellow. Something with the girls, something with their inner circle. And the guys are like, you know, you're not going to be able to do this no more. So we're about to show you what you're about to miss out on. But I felt like what he had, them jumping on his face. I feel like all of that is like typical. But like Candy said, I mean, don't go in that back room.
I was like,
keep that in your pants and think up here, not down here.
All right, so you don't mind strippers being at bachelor parties. No. All right.
But you could see even throughout the bachelor party, he was, you know, thinking cautious. Like, yeah, he was conscious. Like, you know, we still got to get married. Eh? Right. I'm not trying to get divorced before we get married. Like, he knows what's up.
So basically, Candy really just didn't want two things. She didn't want Todd to get grinded on, and she didn't want him to get his dick sucked.
Well, the latter didn't happen, but he is going to get grinded on. I mean, that's just... I mean, you can't have strippers and they're going to show everyone else attention. They're going to show him all of the attention. Like, he's going to get...
I think she would be fine if someone like China was grinding on him versus the girl that was.
Oh, of course.
Because that looked like a scene from Love and Hip Hop last Atlanta last season.
Nobody's trying to take China home, that's for sure. I'm just saying.
Oh, China. All right.
But speaking of Candy's bachelorette party, I'm like, leave it up to Phaedra for the foolishness.
Oh, cool. Right. I was waiting. I want a Ridiculous to come out.
Oh, no. I think that's one of her clients.
He is.
But the short woman with the table broke. And I'm like, that is what you call dedication, honey.
She, okay. Dedication. That bitch said, you know what? Even if it broke, I'm still going, but down.
And China with the lady on her, what did she do? She picked the lady up.
It was like when you were a little kid and you would like, my dad would like put me up on his feet. And then, but this bitch learned a whole new trick. She spread her leg. The bitch came falling up. I wish Nora did it.
Nora and Sharon did enough for me.
They sure did.
Them just being there with...
Sucking on them damn dicks.
Yes, that was enough entertainment for me. Because they all selves needed to be in bed somewhere.
Sharon with the dildo between her legs, passing it. I can't.
That was nice. I'm happy they participated.
Oh my God, but really though?
That is so random.
Nora was fucking taking that jello dick to the head.
I don't even know if I could feel comfortable with my like... aunt or mom was there. I mean, unless I was maybe drunk enough, then probably.
I would have to be drunk prior. Candy looked like she was trying to control herself that night. Yeah. Like, she looked like, oh, no. Because I'm like, bitch, why aren't you up on China Lab?
Exactly. Boom, boom, boom. Like, come on now. It's your party. It was everyone else's party
having
that
fun,
night.
Right. Shit. I want to know who shaded Carmen at the beginning when Carmen was a... passing out the dick pops to everyone.
Oh, and Carmen, some of that, me one.
They shaved like dicks? Pass one to Carmen.
Pass one to Carmen. 10. She does, though. I mean, well, I don't know if she have a man.
I don't know what she
despite
had.
What you have to say about Tan, Tan's a man.
She sure does.
So, but what is up with Carmen and that scratch on her face? I'm like, who was she fighting in the streets that we need to know about? Because that scratch was about
that's probably why
a good
her,
2 inches long.
That's probably why her and Tam wasn't, you know, fighting at the back. She was like, look, bitch.
Her and Tam got with her out outside the cameras, off camera.
She put that little razor blade to her cheek real quick. She was like, look, girl.
Look, girl. That's exactly what it looks like.
Slowly
got
drag
her
it
right
down, too.
She was
like, you ain't going to do nothing down no yep. more. That's so graphic, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just from
that's exactly what
the
it
bad
looks
parts
like.
Of Boston. All right. So the bachelor party. So then we get this prenup situation. Todd goes to talk to his lawyer, who's Nene's
and
Porsche's lawyer. That should have been a warning sign to begin with. He goes and talks to them. We find out that he gets the prenup 48 hours before the wedding. And what did you get from the attorney? Like, I was just like, I wouldn't have even wanted to sit in the attorney's office.
I mean, I feel like his attorney is doing what he's being paid to do.
And that's it.
And that's it. But, I mean, this is something Candy should have done a while ago. I mean, even with Nene's wedding, it was kind of last minute.
Because
remember, he gave her the signed paperwork, like, at the rehearsal.
Yep.
So I'm just like, what's up with these y'all millionaire women with these last minute prenups? I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's for the drama of the show.
Right.
Like,
probably.
You know, because I'm like, why are we doing this at the last episode?
And not only that, but I'm like, with prenups, With most contracts that you have to sign, there's always a basic template.
Right.
You know? And then from there, you start adding assets and deducting things. You know what I mean?
Right.
But from what I'm taking from the prenup Candy had is that this was a pretty basic prenup.
Right. Basically.
And I don't know if it's coming across or maybe I'm taking it like that, but I feel like Todd's not being fully honest with the lawyer.
No, he clearly wasn't because he made it seem like... You know, like I helped her with her play.
For her to benefit financially.
Not like, okay, we shared the profits equally. Mm-hmm. He left all of that out and he made it seem like, oh, I couldn't take a job. Candy didn't want me to work.
And that's kind of been his thing. You know, this is what bothers me. Because maybe he has a job and I just don't know about it. But this has kind of been my thing with Todd. And, you know, people are coming at me talking about, what do you want Todd to do? I want Todd to get a job. So that way he's not talking about, and I'm sure he already has
a
job.
Keep a job.
Right. But I don't, I'm sick and tired of this. I took 2 years off of my life. Like, well, stop fucking complaining about it. You clearly know she lives in Atlanta, so get a job in Atlanta. You know a lot of people there that you aren't going to get just a basic job.
Right.
So if you're worried financially, because shouldn't you be worried financially? Not if, oh, what if we get a divorce? Shouldn't you be worried financially that, oh,
like
wait, we moving in together and getting married. I want to be able to add something to the table.
Exactly. But I feel like if that's your part of your job to travel, she knew that coming in.
True.
I have to go to work. You know, if I'm working in L.A., then you can come to L.A. some weekends and I can do a turnaround trip in Atlanta.
And this is why I keep saying I just feel like this is so rushed. I feel like Candy and Todd don't really know each other. I think they are very familiar with each other. There probably is a comfortability factor.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some probably internal issues within each one of them that actually brings the attraction to each other. But I'm just like, with the way Mama Joyce is acting, it's very out of character for Mama Joyce being this consistent with it. We've seen her get mad and she, you know what I mean? She throws her little shade.
Mm.
Bitch, we have not seen her with the shoe
but
off.
But she never went this far.
No, and that's what I'm saying. She has gone this far. Like, for me as a man, it's just like, why would you want to start something that's supposed to be so beautiful and new on such a, like, there's so many negative things going on right now.
I agree, but I also feel like with her last fiancé, she didn't like him either.
Yep.
However, he passed away in the process, so they couldn't even get that far for her to start cutting up. Because remember, he had like 6-7 kids. So I'm sure if she was about to marry him, she would have really been upset because not him, but his kids get all your money.
Yep.
So I just feel like maybe it's because it's like this is happening. So she feels like she has to try to stop it. But I also feel like, I mean, it is rushed, but Candy almost 40 years old.
I know, and someone said that online, like, she's trying to have a baby, and I'm like, but that's not, you don't do these things. Like, if you're going to get married, you get married for the right reasons. Like, if you want a child, I understand that, but then there has to be some things morally that you have to accept, like, maybe I am going to have a child out of, you know, wedlock. And that is, you know what I mean? Religiously, for some people, that's a big thing, but also divorces, too. So to go into something with somebody... And not only that, but I just have dealt with so many reality TV stars, and they all say the same thing. When they're being filmed, when they're living in this cycle of the cameras are around, you do dumb things. You do things that you typically wouldn't do. And I'm just, you know, everyone just keeps sticking up for Todd. And it's not that I'm against Todd, but I just feel like this whole wedding, it's not Nene, and it's not, what's her husband's name? Nene and, Oh my God, not Peter. Nene's husband. Nene's
husband.
Greg. Oh, my God. You know, it's not them. They've been together, so it made sense for them to have a wedding. Kim and her man, they're still together. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But who's to say that they won't work out?
I'm not saying that they won't work out. I'm just saying, from what I'm watching, this does not look like a positive foundation right now.
I mean, I feel like all couples have ups and downs. I mean, do I feel like it's rushed? Yeah. But... I feel like they know each other. We're not there. And I feel like she has to make the best decisions for her, for herself, regardless of how her mom feels. Because I feel like her mom will feel that way about anybody.
True.
And if it doesn't work, she'll be the first one to say, I told you so. when actually she might not have never been right, but everybody is not necessarily meant to be with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the fact of life.
How did you feel about the moment with Candy Mama Joyce going to see the brother's grave?
Oh, I thought that was so sad.
It was interesting to hear Candy talk about how she didn't really accept it, and that whole, like, she would just pretend he was still alive. Right. And
I would believe that. I mean, I haven't personally experienced, like, a close death. Like, you know, I don't have any siblings, so I can't relate. But I could imagine that I would probably just pretend.
Right.
I probably would, too, to keep from crying every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can imagine it doesn't necessarily get easier. It just becomes maybe a little more tolerable. But I feel like she has a lot of death around her, it seems like.
That family's been through, her and her mom have been through a lot. And, you know, it intrigues me.
And maybe that's why she wants to get married. It's like, you know, life is short.
Yeah, true.
Take chances, take risks. I mean, you never know.
That's true. Well, we'll get into that in a second. So, the day before the wedding rehearsal, Candy finds out that Todd doesn't like the prenup. Todd feels like he's a groupie and she's the football player or whatever kind of...
No, she thinks she's the athlete and he's the groupie.
Wait, that's what he says she thinks.
Yeah, he doesn't think he's the groupie. She thinks she's the athlete.
But do you think Candy really thinks she's the athlete?
Nah.
I think that's Todd's ego needing to be boosted.
Of course. There's a man, of course. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was cut and dry. Like, for any reason, if we shall separate, no matter what, you go your way with what you came in with, I go my way with what I came in with.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel like that's pretty... I mean, I feel like it's pretty basic, but I feel like once you get into the little things like... You know, in the moving out, which that's Candy. I think Candy had that house before. That house is not his house.
No.
That's her house, right? So I'm like, I mean, ain't my fault you handle property.
Well, and that's exactly what she said.
And I'm like, this is Atlanta. You can find an apartment cheap anywhere. You can go find you a month to month apartment for $500-$700 while you're looking for a house.
And my thing is, you know, the thing about it is, like, this goes to show that they really don't know each other. Because if I'm going to marry someone, you know, I understand that this contract says what it says.
Mm-hmm.
But that is to save her financially.
Right.
Now, as far as you moving out or whatever, like, first of all, we shouldn't even be thinking like that. Like, you should be signing this like, sure, I'll sign this because it's not that serious. But he has to be scared for himself if Candy was to leave him.
Yeah.
But my thing is this. If you know that Candy is, you know, has gone through all these things,
mm-hmm.
financially this is her house, you know the type of girl Candy is.
Right.
To sit there and be worried, like, if we get a divorce, I'm going to be out in 30 days.
I mean, but when you're talking about, certain situations will cause people to, you know, do a 180. So you're talking about something like a divorce, depending on why they divorce, depending on the emotions that are going True. Through their minds, depending on
she
why
could be
they're
like, just
divorcing.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
True. I mean, it's just like 30 days, you're a grown-ass man. Like, if you can't find a place to live in 30 days, then what are you going to really be doing for me as a provider?
Right.
But you ain't worried about being a provider, which I understand. You're coming into a situation where she can provide for her own and you can provide for yourself. But I don't know. How do you feel about the way Todd was looking, like, so worried about this prenup? Do you think it was more he was really nervous and not really knowing, or his friends were kind of... on him.
That with the combination of his friends.
Because he almost looked like he didn't know what he's talking
like,
about.
I honestly feel like Candy wasn't really worried about a prenup, to be honest. But I feel like, not to say she wouldn't have had one, but I feel like with the pressure over her shoulder, like, he's an opportunist, he's this, her mama. So it's like, well, I'm going to show y'all, we're going to get a prenup. And when he signs it, you won't be able to say he's after my money anymore. So now he's like having problems with it. So she's going back to everything that they're saying, like, well, do you want my money? You want my money? You mm-hmm. want my money? Think you should get some
Is
of my
that
money?
Is that fair for her? Would you say that that's fair for her to make that assessment off of the way he's reacting?
In the heat of the moment, probably, yeah. And it is last minute. So it's like, you know, once we're married, like she said, if we're going to get divorced 2 months later, what if I'd have made $100,000 2 months later? I'm just saying.
You know, so then she goes on to talk about how he wants the two lawyers to talk. And I understand why he wants the two lawyers to talk, because I think Todd doesn't really know what is really wrong with the prenup, because I don't think he really knows what the prenup should be.
But what I'm trying, but what I don't understand is I feel like with the prenup, with, you know, him not getting a dime, shall they file for divorce, if he don't work another day in his life during their marriage, he can still fight it and say, to the manner of which I've become accustomed.
True.
You cannot put a man that has not worked 5 years on the street with nothing. Period. Nowhere.
But what was it? Mama Joyce had said that on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Did she?
To the manner of which I've become accustomed.
Yep. He can go fight for that at the end of the day. I mean, granted, if it's only like a year, he might not get that much. But if, say, they've been married 10 years and say he hasn't, he's worked half the time. That's completely like... just unreasonable.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is if he's not working for 5 years, then I have a problem with that on other sins. But I mean, it could be be Candy being like, I don't want him to work.
Right. But just that too, but, or say he did work, but Candy's making millions, and say he's only making $100,000. They have all these homes, all these cars, all this shopping, all this traveling. And you mean to tell me he has to go back to living in a condo? With nothing? Like, I don't really see that is going to happen.
I mean...
I don't feel like a judge will grant that with nothing. They'll be like, okay, you at least have to pay alimony for 2 years.
See, it's interesting to me, and it's hard. It'll be really interesting to see kind of the future of reality TV, to see with these people who have all been getting married on television, and just kind of to see the divorces that, you know, that could happen.
I know.
And what happens through the divorce and who gets the money and all that, because it's just kind of like, you know... You can fight on both sides. Todd could say, you know, I built Candy's career now. You know, Candy, yeah, she had the writing career. But as far as Real Housewives of Atlanta, she was the most boring housewife. The only thing that was interesting is our relationship. So, yeah, I do deserve half of that. You know, so there is ways for him to come about it. And I do understand him kind of making a big stink about it, and his boys all in his ear like, oh, I wouldn't sign that. I wouldn't sign that.
And I'm like... Yes, the hell you would if you had a millionaire woman like Candy. Okay. Like, you need to go back to your woman and her $30,000 a year job and go shut your mouth. Okay? I'm like, who's to say what you wouldn't do? Your
CJ.
Woman has all this money, all these cars. Like, yes, you would.
Oh, you know.
It wasn't me, or does his friends not look like they should be his friends?
Yeah.
I was like, his friends, like, those don't look like people he would hang out with.
Then you know why? They all look like kind of like.
Older?
Yeah, older. Like, maybe they were Peter's friends.
I hope not. I feel like Peter probably would have been there, but. Well, he was.
He was, because they had the damn bachelor party at Bar One.
He said the one guy he's known since high school, but I'm like, he looks like he might be about 3-4 grades ahead of you.
You know, but maybe he, you know, well, I mean, he works in production, so maybe he.
Yeah, that's true.
Met them or what? You know, as far as this whole prenup thing, I'm it's hard for me to speak on it really, because I just don't know. It's hard for me to talk about this show. I'm just going to be real. Because I don't know how much of it is really authentic. I don't know what to believe. There's a part of me that just thinks, like, there's no way that, you know, Mama Joyce is really acting like this naturally. And there's no way that, if she is acting like that naturally, that Candy's really letting her mother be on national television looking crazy like that. Like, I just want to believe that Candy is... smarter than that. I do, not that I want to believe, I do believe Candy's smarter than that and wouldn't do that to her mother. Which makes me believe, and rumor has it from what I've heard, is that Rashida and Kirk on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta created that whole drama about him sleeping with the other girls. And all.
What?
This was the whole thing, because they were this is all allegedly, they were rumored to be kicked off of the show. or they were going to be, you know, replaced on the show. And so to spice things up, they kind of had to go with that, and it backfired on Kirk because now Kirk is one of the most hated persons. So the rumor is that Rashida and Candy have always been friends, and you know, Rashida told Candy what Mona had told her and Kirk. And that's why this whole...
I don't know. I mean,
honestly, these things are so crazy.
I do believe that they're...
staging some of it?
I do believe that they're staging something, some of it. And I also believe that they're probably tipsy. I did hear that they do have alcohol on, like, a lot of the scenes because, you know...
to get them to talk?
Talk.
I could see that. I mean, Todd looked like he was still hungover today talking about the damn prenup.
And I feel like they definitely probably give Mama Joyce a double shot of something.
She's like, I've been drinking this coffee they've been giving me every morning. You know, it just has that extra
coffee with an extra shot of vodka. Something. I do believe that. But I would hope that it's... I thought that the situations were real.
Like what?
But they were, like, the emotions and the feelings were real.
Yeah.
But they forced them to be together.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Especially with the prenup thing, because it really is affecting Todd. He goes on to say, if I get sick and Candy wants to leave, I get nothing.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I really believe that. I mean, I feel like I've never... I mean, not to say that I'm, like, I know everything about prenups, but I feel like it's really almost like I've never heard of someone just not getting anything.
Have I heard of that? I have heard of that.
Really? Actually. Like you don't get a
But I don't
dime.
Know if they even had a prenup. I want to say it was actually a situation where they were just like, you know what, we're done, and you just take what you had, and I'll take what I... It was that kind of situation. I don't know if there was a prenup involved or if it was
they
were grown-ass
people.
They
must have had about the same amount of money then.
Right. No, actually.
No?
Nope. But he was just like, I'm good. I'm done.
Hmm.
He gets nothing.
I mean, I get it, but it's just when you get down to the, you know, the little things like that will make you get like it's personal. Like,
well,
it's
that's
like,
what he said.
Like,
I keep taking
like
it personally.
Like, he keeps taking it personal, and even though basically she's just saying like, no matter what, if we shall separate, I'm keeping mine and you're keeping yours. So he's like, what if I were to, you know, I were to get sick, I'm on my deathbed and you don't want to help take care of me no more. So I'm just out.
How did you feel when they called the attorney and he was like, oh, I can't talk to Candy about that?
I was kind of like,
that doesn't really make sense to me because it's her document. I don't know legally what that means.
It probably is unethical for him to... I think it is unethical for you to talk to someone else that does have a lawyer. Like, you have to talk through the lawyers. You're really not supposed to be talking to them unless they're around.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of TV, I'm just like, come on, it ain't even that serious.
Right. But I just wish Candy's lawyer sat on the phone with Todd and kind of explained it to him. Because I just, honestly, I really don't think Todd understands. I think he's looking at this and he's saying...
To be honest, she probably did, but they just had to cut it down.
True. But I feel like he's looking at the paper and saying, it says, if I get sick and you want to leave me, I get nothing. And it's like, well, no, read the full context of what it is saying. And then you have to put yourself in the situation.
They did just have a wedding rehearsal, so I'm sure he didn't have this 10-page document sitting right handy where we can just sit here and all these people are around and we're going to sit here. Okay, so this says...
And that was probably the last thing they wanted to do.
Exactly. But I will say our venue is beautiful. It looks like
Let's
it's
going just talk to be about it.
Gorgeous.
I mean...
Gorgeous.
I love the center stage.
Yep.
That's probably
with the
my
chandelier,
favorite part
the
of
the flowers.
Whole thing. The sofas is
yep. The
awesome.
Mix of the sofas and the different chairs are gorgeous. I love how it's in a circular pattern. I think it's just I don't know. I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful. The dancers might be a bit much.
What were they talking about with the pubes and the falling out of the shorts?
I mean, they gyrating and dropping it and popping it. It'll definitely be memorable.
And you said you liked how they covered the poles.
Oh yeah, I mean they covered
in the center of
everything,
yep.
And I was like, oh my god, this is so beautiful. But with her money, I mean, I really didn't expect anything less.
For me, the center stage is what separates it from everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it was like...
And the candles, like, it is beautiful. Like, you can tell it'll definitely be a gorgeous wedding.
And now I'm excited to see what they're going to do when it changes. Like, will the stage stay there? Because it'll be easy to remove those chairs and sofas. But then what happens to the room? What changes?
Yeah. Like, I guess they'll probably move all of that. Yep, move all of that. Put tables, chairs, cloths, centerpieces.
But they still haven't showed us where the other room is that they're
that
going.
Part they, that part they haven't shown.
But that's for production only. Y'all don't need to see that.
I hope it's not some ratchet looking room off in the back. Come on, Candy. I know you cheat, but
they're gonna be like, you know, it's for the reality show. Because let me tell you, we watch these reality shows and we think how glamorous it looks. It is not that glamorous. It is hours of waiting, and you can't do certain things, or you can't listen to certain things, or.
I'm excited to see. I mean, like Rashida said, like what's going to be happening with these dresses. I mean, from the previews, it looked like they look great as well. But it's like
the day before the wedding, and you haven't even seen your dress. The last time you saw your dress, it was with marker pens and glitter. Like,
so I'm like, if someone's dress did not fit, I wonder if every single girl's dress will fit on the next episode, because that's like.
That's
you know, because you have to do multiple fittings.
And isn't one of the girls not going to have ostrich feathers, right?
Tan
isn't going to, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. All right. So next week is the final episode. And so I guess on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Instead of this whole Candy's wedding special, I wish in the middle of Roha they just added 2 to 3 extra episodes for the season and put this in there.
I mean to me, I felt like it was pretty short. I definitely thought it would be about 8 episodes,
but
have to do the rehearsal dinner, so I'm like, will the show still be an hour, because they still have to go through the rehearsal dinner and the getting ready.
The wedding's gonna probably go by real quick.
That's true. Mm-hmm. About 5 minutes.
Yeah, literally the last 5 minutes of the show.
But I mean, it looks like Todd will give up his rights and sign the prenup.
And then Mama Joyce talking.
Oh my God!
Talking to
like Mama ain't so crazy after all. Like, she couldn't wait. She could not wait.
She couldn't. I love her. And then we get again more of the prenup talk. I can't. And the wedding. I'm just like, this is why I wish it was in Roha, because we've already been talking about these throughout the whole Roha season. The prenup conversation, mm-hmm. The wedding, Mama Joyce. I didn't need 6 episodes of it.
Yeah, we were saying earlier, they could have just dedicated 2 episodes.
3.
To,
I'm down with 3.
You know, to her wedding.
And even a reunion. I would even do a 3 episode with like a little get together of what happened after the wedding.
Yep.
I would have supported that. Whatever, I'm saying, clearly I'm still supporting this one.
They needed something to put on the air in between seasons.
Okay. Did you hear? Shout out to the fans, y'all. All the girls from Real Housewives of Atlanta are going to be coming back. They're not making any changes.
Thank God. I was.
Me too.
Wanted to make sure Portia came back.
Get a little round 2 street fight on.
Okay.
Just kidding. Alright guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also make sure you guys check out Maria Menounos' The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. It's available everywhere. And also make sure you guys keep in contact with me. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Anastasia Sells LA. Find me on Instagram at her_royal majesty. I have so many can't even keep up with them.
All right, guys. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.